Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, at the top of the show here, we started talking about what this list was going to be, America's favorite gas station snacks. Then we started talking about other bigger gas stations and truck stops. So real Buc-ee's, quickly, like Buc-ee's is a truck stop, right? Loves.
Loves? Mm-hmm. Never heard of
it. You never seen a Loves?
Loves, they have their Loves. They are the sponsor of the Oklahoma City professional NBA team, which I will name the nickname of.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Doesn't look familiar.
Run out I-90 to Spokane one time. You'll see a handful of them.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, I don't know. This guy never does a road trip. Jesus. So truck stops obviously have more stuff, and generally those are the ones where you'll find full fast food restaurants, right? And they have like showers for the truckers. Yep. And this and that. So obviously a trucker showing up is going to need more than just your regular gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you are correct. Some of those ones we grew up with like a Sheetz or whatever, those are technically, I think, still gas stations because they don't have showers and everything, but they do have food in them.
Okay.
And some are big enough that you're just like, gracious.
Yep.
Here's a real question. Like, do real truckers still use Buc-ee's and stuff? And I've been doing some research. There's another upstart to Buc-ee's in Texas.
Also, if you were in the states of Ohio and in New Jersey, strangely enough, especially if you're on a toll road, which, yes, you're paying for, but the exits, the stops, for most of those stops are in the median in between the two highways.
Yeah. It is in the median.
So, yeah. You know, when you pull over, not only do you have a place where an 18-wheeler can gas up, obviously cars do, but you also have these gas stations, you have showers, you have restaurants, you have pizza places, depending on where you stop. It's almost like a mini shopping mall when you pull
Correct.
Into them.
So, yeah.
Those are pretty cool, too.
My grandparents, I remember taking trips with them up the coast, and you always had to stop at the Maryland House, which was like one of those famous ones. And it had a Bob's Big Boy in it.
Yep.
That's what my grandfather
By the way,
loved it.
There's a Loves in Fife. The texters are letting me know.
Yeah, there's a few of those around. Like I'm saying, I know there's one up there in Arlington by Tarrant or Stanwood, but it's like it's got an Arby's in it, it's got a Cinnabon in it.
Okay.
It's wild.
One on I-5 on the way down to Portland too.
Yeah.
I don't know where exactly it's at.
And look,
down.
When I was a kid, I remember sometimes like somebody at my mom's work, right, had like a beach house down in South Carolina. I remember driving down there, and we just decided we'd stop halfway, right?
All right.
That's an 8.5-hour trip. And as a kid, truck stops were unreal because the old school ones would have like arcades.
Right? Yeah,
like
oh, yeah.
Like,
I
remember those.
Yep.
Yeah, there's arcades, there's restaurants, there's food, there's always breakfast buffets. So it's like, this is great. But let's talk about gas stations. All right. You're going into a gas station, just personally around here, what would you guys grab? Mike, I know you were in a 7-Eleven last night on your walk.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you grab?
Honestly, I grabbed the main staple snacks that I don't usually grab a whole lot of local brands. I grab, you know, I just got like the Pop Chips, I got Sun chips, a lot of different chips, and then there was peanut M&Ms as well.
Yeah,
maybe a fizzy soda.
And for this one, let's not worry about what's healthy, what's not. Let's just say you're on a road trip, you're stopping at a gas station. What are you grabbing?
Yeah, it's usually
Depends on typically probably just something to drink, like a Gatorade.
Oh, really?
One of those people who probably will eat at the Arby's or the McDonald's, grab the food there. But if I'm pulling over for gas, I'll probably just go in and get something to drink.
All right.
I'll pretty much sample anyone's pizza. It all looks the same. It's just sitting there under the heat lamp. And if I get her hankering, maybe I'll try one of your chicken wings.
I'm with you. I'm not scared of an old hot dog either.
It depends. I really do. I find that as far as that kind of food goes, I probably stare at the hot dog the longest. Not because I want it that bad. I just want to see kind of where it is in its journey.
I would also say, if I'm driving somewhere and I know I'm spending the night in a hotel, right? Generally, I'm not staying in a nice hotel. Well,
no.
Not a fancy one. They're nice. But, I'm like a Hampton Inn or a Best Western Plus kind of guy.
Plus.
Yeah. So, number 11 on this list, just up Mike's alley, peanut M&Ms.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Or you said peanut butter.
No, peanut M&Ms.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
No, they're great.
I don't,
As far as the M&Ms go, I think they're the superior M&M.
I agree. We rarely agree on food stuffs, but the peanut M&M.
You need the peanut to break it up a little bit. The M&Ms are fine, but the peanut helps with the... Yeah.
You ever had those pretzel ones?
Oh, you damn right I have.
Those are nice.
The fudge ones are awesome.
Yeah, I haven't had M&Ms in a minute. Thor, you used to eat M&Ms all the time. I haven't seen you eating them.
I did. I haven't.
All right.
You know why? Because I got rid of the vending machine here.
Oh, yeah.
I would end up getting them because I knew they were in the vending machine. So a couple times a week, I'm going to eat some peanut M&Ms.
Flaming Hot Cheetos makes the list at number 10.
You can't have that crap on your fingers if you're driving. So if you're a passenger in the car, I get that. But you can't do Doritos, Cool Ranch Doritos, or any kind of Cheeto products if your hands are going to be on the wheel.
Cheetos, I agree. But the Doritos, whatever flavor, I believe you can eat those and still drive. But Cheeto dust is just different.
All right, let me ask you this, Miles. Let's change it. You're not driving.
I'm eating them.
You're on the road trip.
I'm eating them.
Which snack would you grab?
I'm not a big snacker in the car. I will stop and get something to eat, like at a McDonald's.
Right, that's your thing.
Seriously, I drink a cup of coffee, probably.
I don't eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos because I don't like my Cheetos spicy.
I just like regular Cheetos. There's nothing wrong
with them. Yeah, they don't need to be spicy.
Next on the list, you have, to me, what's the classic Dorito? Nacho cheese Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I'm in a car, if I'm by myself, yeah. If there's other people, I might go Cool Ranch just because nacho Dorito breath is unlike anything.
It is.
And in a car, we had this... Years ago, me and two of my buddies were in a car, no big deal. We get a 2-liter of soda that we're just sharing and passing around and a bag of nacho cheese Doritos. Tony takes the first swig. I believe it's just a 2-liter of Coca-Cola. He hands it back to me. The first sip tasted like his backwash, like all I could taste, right? And it skeeved me out ever since. Like, nope.
Yeah, and I mean, look, Cool Ranch Dorito to me is a better Dorito.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're watching football or something and I got some onion dip, I like a regular nacho cheese. Ruffles the king, but nacho cheese is in there too.
Okay.
This is a personal favorite of mine. These are America's favorite gas station snacks, the Starburst Minis.
My kids love those.
The tiny little chewable ones?
Yeah.
Or I think they're chewier than the regular Starburst. I love them. Mike, I know you hate them.
I know. The only problem with the bigger Starburst is the hassle of having to unpack each and every one of the morsels that you have, but I'm sorry, the bigger ones are just superior.
I just haven't had one in a while. I just don't need all those wrappers.
Yeah, they get cumbersome for sure.
By the way, Miles, because you're a savage, one of our texters wants to let you know, chopsticks work for Cheetos, even while driving. Set the bag in the cup holder.
I've seen that hack.
I'm not a car eater.
Eating, I just feel like it's an overcut. Do you need the Cheetos so bad that you're using chopsticks to eat them?
If you want to keep your fingers clean.
I would also say this, though, Miles. Gas station snack doesn't mean you're eating it in the car.
That's
like, well, I can stand outside and eat it, yes.
No, hang on. No, but like, if I'm on a road trip, I'll stop at a gas station and get something that I want to eat in the room later. Like, Mike didn't stand outside 7-Eleven and eat his snacks.
Right.
He walked them home.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Well, no, I ate them on the walk home.
God damn it, Mike.
Sorry, man.
You were the person walking and eating?
Yes.
What's
wrong with that?
God, I do too.
Whoa.
No.
Settle down, kids. What?
Drives me up a wall.
Me too.
Man can't walk down the street of his own doggone home high as a kite eating peanut M&Ms.
No.
Sipping on a doggone Topo Chico.
I like eating too much. When people are walking and eating, it bugs me.
Thank you.
Because it's like, just, hey, man, enjoy your food.
Well, now you know why I don't go on your walks in the morning, Ted.
Well, it's also bad for digestion, dude.
My ass it is.
Bugles make the list.
Oh. Well, they're convenient.
Yeah, and they got wild flavors
they
now.
They do. They those caramel flavor. Ones are unbelievable.
I haven't, all right.
Caramel Bugles, they are unbelievable.
Yeah. I saw like a churro flavored
addictive.
One.
They are addictive.
No, wait, is it just a standard Bugle that is covered in
it's a
caramel?
Sweet version of the treat, but still has a little salt on it. It is absolutely one of the most
underrated
snacks.
They got ranch
snacks.
Ones. Yeah. They got the regular. They got nacho cheese.
I've had them all, but caramel is the best.
Nacho cheese Bugles. I'm going to try those. I'll start with those.
There are beef sticks on there,
hang on.
Okay.
Number six on the list, Snickers. That makes sense.
Oh, all right. That satisfies.
It is. It's a good call. When's the last time anybody in here has hunkered down on a chocolate bar? A mini. Chocolate bar.
I'd say minis counting two breaks ago when I stole one from Frankie's.
me and Marshawn were having this conversation, like minis, whatever, but I can't remember the last time I just walked in and went, get a chocolate bar.
Get a full candy bar.
It hasn't been that long because I feel like there was a time when I was panging out and I needed to get a bar real quick.
Snickers bars do satisfy. Chex Mix makes the list.
Oh, hell yeah.
Taquitos.
The kids are the ones driving that. I'm telling you, man. My kid, they lose their minds for taquitos.
Taquitos are good, but they've got to be the right setting. I don't know if I'd trust gas station taquitos.
yeah. Like, I won't lie. I like the ones at 7-Eleven.
All right. I'm sure they're
going to say, man,
they're great.
Yeah. But your kids, they're approaching prime 7-Eleven food age.
If
you're not a construction worker, like, you guys are out, and women, because you guys go in there all the time. But to me, I feel like 18, 19, like, before you can go to a bar and get food, but you're not like
7-Eleven's your first, like, food bar.
It kind of was. Oh, yeah. And you go, like, we would go hang out outside the 7-Eleven.
Grab
and,
a
like,
Slurpee and whatever you got.
Exactly. Yeah, I sound poor.
We had Pokemon trading cards at mine.
Skittles makes the list.
Hell yeah.
Skittles are good.
All day, every day, baby.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Skittles are hard to beat. Rice Krispie Treats makes the list.
Really?
Huh. Oh. What's the last time you had one of their Rice Krispie Treats?
I haven't because my wife makes them very frequently.
Why don't you bring those in?
Because it's gone that night.
All right.
She'll get a hair press. She just says, I want something sweet. And I've known her long enough to know what she's saying is, I'm going to go make Rice Krispie Treats. Like, every time she says, just want something sweet.
Rice Krispie Treats are one of those things that, like, I love them. I love them so much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Watch that, like, I can't buy a box. You know, they sit in the grocery store. If there are six of them, I swear to God, I will eat five in a night. We'll go save one. And then number one, like Mike was saying, most people, when they go to the gas station, they're getting beef jerky.
Really?
Well,
they should go to Buc-ee's.
They could. I also like here when they had this list, they said there's nothing healthy on the list. It's like, yeah, but I know a lot of people that are not, you know, it's not keto, but like if you're watching carbs, like beef jerky, it's got a lot of sodium, but I would say I don't think beef jerky is horrible for you.
It's one of the more healthy snacks.
At a gas station.
Yes. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.